Let's talk forests this morning. There's been a bit of talk about forests and forest access in the last few months. There's been a number of rallies, one in Maryborough, one in Avoca, and it's been to do with a VIAC investigation into some of the forests and whether they should be changed to other statuses, such as National Park. Well, on Friday, VIAC released their draft plan. It's only a draft. Government has come out saying we'll consider it. Others are welcoming this, such as the Victorian National Parks Association. Some of the bush users groups are not. Included for us, I guess, the main bits in here. The Wombat Forest has had some additions under this draft plan. A new Wombat-Lurderdurg National Park, an increase in size of 28,692 hectares. So that's one aspect. The other is the Pyrenees Forest be upgraded to a Pyrenees National Park of 16,000 hectares. Rita Bentley is with the Bush Users Groups United and is with us this morning. Rita, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you think?
Oh, you can't believe how angry I am with this. It's a total loss for bush users and I think for Country Victoria. The National Park area is being increased so dramatically, and the area of State Forest, which is really Victoria's playground and a lot of sustainable industries use State Forest, is decreased across these three areas to just 10,000 hectares, you know, from 90,000 hectares.
Okay, which bush user group is most affected?
Well, probably equally the prospectors and the recreational hunters. Both are basically locked out of huge areas. We reckon about 60,000 hectares for the prospectors and around 70,000 for the hunters. I mean, I haven't had an inclination to read the entire report over the weekend because I just got so angry every time I picked it up. I could read a bit and then I'd almost throw it across the room and start again. My blood was boiling. I am so angry that this is a bunch of Melbourne-based bureaucrats again telling country Victorians how to live, and it's just downright wrong. I mean, firewood collection, which is one of the staples for many country Victorians, is going to be so limited to be almost non-existent.
So what do you do then? As a lobby group, you've held a couple of rallies sort of getting this on the agenda. What do you do now?
Well, prior to the report, we've actually called for a moratorium on all new parks until an audit's conducted of those parks that are already in existence to see if we're getting what was promised out of them, whether they are being good for biodiversity, whether they have drawn the ecotourists, all these different things that are promised when the parks are created, but there's never any follow-up done. Victoria's just given more and more parks and tapped on the head and said, yeah, it'll be fine. People will come. We'll look after it. And, of course, there's all sorts of criticism of the level of funding for Parks Victoria not being able to keep up now. And government's giving them all this extra land to look after. It just does not make any sense whatsoever.
All right. Rita, we've only got about a minute before the news. There is a couple of meetings, which we will get to as well. I might have to do those after the news. What I would like to know, are you intending now to make this an election issue?
Oh, absolutely. We've sent these questions to politicians. They'll be on the Bush User Groups United Facebook page, the answers to the questions from all the different politicians, and we'll be making recommendations based on those answers on how Bush users and many country Victorians should vote.